2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Some of the grads from Bountiful High School want to change the mascot. It's the Bountiful Braves. They say it needs to be changed because it's a racist stereotype of Native Americans, Dave.
I've covered so many games from the Bountiful Braves. I spent 15 years covering high school sports, and they're not alone. There's many Native American mascots across Utah. In fact, the Cedar Redmen just changed their name to the Cedar Reds.
Right.
So this has changed. This has been happening. So the question is Braves inappropriate? And I think that's the question we're going to try to answer today.
We have a live interview with the former chairman of the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Tribe. He's going to be giving us insight and perspective on why this is such an important discussion to have. First, before we get to our interview with Darren Perry, KSL Television's Ashley Mosier interviewed two grads who say they feel it's important. It's very important for them to speak up about it.
I think this is wrong, and I think I need to say something about it.
Friends Mallory and Michaela Rogers say what was socially acceptable during their time at Bountiful High deeply disturbs them today.
Headdresses being worn, face paints being worn at games, and chants being used, and we didn't realize that that was wrong at the time.
Both graduates of 2013, they decided to join forces and call for a name change of the school mascot, the Braves, on change.org. They feel now is the time.
We're having a national discussion about our relationship with race in this country right now, and we're seeing it on a national level with professional teams. And we have a team right here at home, so we need to have this discussion here at home.
And this is a discussion that's happening not just here in Utah, but the Washington Redskins football team is exploring changing their name. It looks like that is going to happen, that they'll change the Redskins name. And I would assume, they would change their logo as well. So Darren Perry joins us right now. He's the former chairman of the Northwestern Band of Shoshone Nation. Darren, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's such an important topic, especially in the era that we're in today across America. So,
give us an idea. Tell us, is Brave offensive?
Let me just say this right out of the chute, and then we'll talk about that. Native Americans are not mascots. We're just not. Is the term brave offensive to me or some of my Native brothers and sisters? Probably not. Not near as offensive as Redskins or other racist images we can think of. That's really not the problem here, though. And those young ladies that you interviewed really hit the nail on the head when they talked about dressing up and wearing something that's really sacred to Native Americans, that headdress, and face painting themselves red and chanting. All of those things were used as ceremony. They were sacred. And so what I find here is I don't think that those students really understand what it means and some of the messages behind that. And so that's what's offensive to me, is when we take something like that, that is something that's sacred to Native Americans, and just because of our lack of knowledge, step all over it. And so that's the problem. It's not the term brave, but it's what people do with that term and how they see that to be played out.
Darren Perry is the former chairman of the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation. I am so grateful you're joining us to give us this perspective and this insight. And I would agree with you, Darren, that I was actually the mascot of my high school. I was the Horizon Husky, and I dressed up in a Husky uniform. I was the dog. Looking back, if I were told to dress up as a Brave and lead an assembly in a, you know, in some sort of a, you know, sacred dance or something that was sacred to the Shoshones, I would break my heart. And I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that, but I would be maybe perhaps put in a situation as an 18-year-old that I didn't recognize as being offensive. So tell me and tell our listeners what you think the Bountiful Braves need to do with that name.
I think it really it comes down to this. It's community involvement. And I don't think and I don't believe that there's one policy that fits every community. As we saw in Cedar City. I think where Cedar City really missed the boat, they got it right, but at the end of the day, they got it right. But they didn't invite the Paiute tribe. The local Paiutes were not invited to the table originally. So I've always felt like if we include the local communities and get them involved and sit down and have an honest and open discussion and where we learn from each other, this is about learning. It's not about those students that dress up don't do it out of spite and don't do it out of a way to hurt. I think they do it just because their lack of education. And so I think when local communities can sit down, the best decisions can be made. And I absolutely believe in that process. And so, look, the University of Utah Utes, they sat down with the Ute tribe. Because a lot of people would say that's offensive too. And so, but they sat down with the Ute tribe and worked out an agreement that made all parties acceptable and happy. And I think that's what needs to take place today. I've long been an advocate for sharing true Native American culture in our schools. And I would love to be a part of that discussion going forward. Until you really understand and know what those sacred things are to us and hear us from our perspective, then you're never really going to learn. I was horrified. I was really lucky in that I got to sit down with my grandmother, May Timbimbu Perry. She taught me our history from the old ways, the way oral history was given for thousands of years. And then I was horrified as I went to school and the teacher said we were going to talk about Shoshone history and really not recognizing one thing from the history book of who the Shoshone were from what my grandmother told me. So I think as communities, school boards sit down, they need to engage the local tribes in those areas, get the true history, and then let's learn from each other. And I think then a good decision can be made every time.
Darren Perry, thank you so much for joining us in this interesting and important conversation about race and mascots. Thank you so much.